in your actual interactions, in your actual self-talk, how that operates, how you quickly excuse yourself and rarely excuse others. If you start to become more aware of that relatively habitual and almost automatic mechanism, you start to develop a little more compassion, a little more understanding towards the other guy, and a little more responsibility about yourself. Just that little piece of understanding, if you can see it, if you can see how your mind does it automatically, just this little tiny insight can change everything. This is not rocket science. This is something that anybody can probably readily agree with if you just think about it for about 25 seconds. I don't think most people would disagree. But to actually live, not as one who listens to their mind, but one who watches how the mind operates, how the mind fools you, how the mind automatically says, excuse yourself, but judge the other. To live from that vantage point, which is only a minor piece of awareness, causes major changes. It's a simple understanding, but a profound truth. And the more you see it with your own eyes in you, how it operates in your mind, the more you start to understand what happens between people, what happens in life, what happens in you and what happens in other people. And if you really start to understand, if you really start to see for yourself more clearly, you start to see other things too. If you really trace it, if you really think about it and trace it back, my contention would be that there's probably no problem you've ever had with another person, no problem you never ever had with another human being, close or not close, no matter what the relationship, that can't be traced back in terms of your side of it to a judgment. Now, a judgment is a viewpoint, and a viewpoint is your mind only. Even if you got the viewpoint from somebody else, you must have adapted it to your mind. And if that's accurate, then by definition, any judgment you have, and by judgment I don't mean a discrimination or a seeing or a knowing, or I mean a judgment, an evaluation. Any evaluation you do, by definition, will be wrong. Will be mistaken, at least somewhat, because it's too limited. Just your one perspective can't in any way hope to be accurate in viewing whatever it is that's going on. This is why it's dangerous to excuse yourself and dangerous to judge others, because you're starting from a wrong premise. You're starting from the premise that your perception is justified, or your feeling is justified, or your action is justified. But if it's based on a judgment, by definition, I say, it's already not justified.